We spent a lot of time this morning, an inordinate amount of time, trying to establish the fact that there is a time to hide with the Lord in quietude, learning from Him and of Him. And there's also a time that we need to show ourselves to the world, so to speak. A time when we should be, as it were, propagating the gospel of the grace of God. Here we see 3.5 years into the famine, Jehovah would express his desire to Elijah. I want you to go and show yourself to Ahab. And we know, as we have discussed this morning, there were a few elements that were inherent in the life of Elijah. He was obedient, he was faithful, and he was also dependent. It is so important for us to be occupying ourselves with those three elements if we would serve the Lord well. It's amazing that Elijah, in spite of the fact that he was being sought, so to speak, by Ahab, by Jezebel, to be destroyed because of what he had done in the past. 3 years before, he had asked that there would be no rain, as it were, and God obliged. There was no rain on the earth for 3.5 years. And you know, before we jump to any conclusion that it's the instrument, let us realize that Elijah, as it were, he was only acting in obedience to God's word. God was the man who was the one who gave the commandment that this rain would not fall on the earth. Elijah was, as it were, just being obedient to God's word. And here we see him, as it were, getting ready without any fear to present himself to Ahab, knowing that he might be slain. That didn't deter him. And this, as it were, should truly encourage our hearts to, no matter what happens, God is in control. We should, as it were, be obedient to the word of God. We often express that the fields are white to harvest, the laborers are few. God has placed us here with a responsibility, so to speak, to go out and to present ourselves to the world. Are we listening to his command? The Lord Jesus himself, when he was here, could express to his disciples, "Go ye out into the world, preach the gospel. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." We see here that Elijah, he was ready for a confrontation with Ahab. He went and he challenged him, as it were. After having spoken to God's people who had turned their backs on him, he asked that there be two bowls, so to speak. No fire being put under them, but the God who would answer and, as it were, would consume these sacrifices with fire, he's the God. And we notice, too, that when Elijah challenged God's people, they had no answer. You know, sometimes when God speaks to us, because of the fact that we're not gleaning from his word, we're not in his presence, so to speak, on a continual basis, we have nothing to say. This should be a challenge to our own hearts. When the Lord speaks, we should be responsive to his word. We would see, as we examine God's word, we know we have a lot of verses that we've read, and I'm not going to take much time because we don't have that much time to, as it were, to go into the portion that was read. But we will see as we delve more closely to God's word that Elijah was just an instrument, not the means. God used Elijah to confront his people who had turned their backs on him. And we see that he was successful because Elijah was obedient. May the Lord exercise our hearts this afternoon as we look into his words. Hopefully, as the brother has mentioned, after having eaten, sometimes we get a little sleepy. But hopefully we'll be considering that it's time for us to stop hiding and presenting ourselves so that we would listen attentively. And when we leave this place, we will have gleaned what Jehovah is trying to say to us.